see if I can sidestep it or be smarter or be maintain.
Well, you'll be smarter right away if you don't fall into the trap of thinking it represents falling back.
Okay.
Or losing ground, or you know, going back to one, going back to the beginning. It's not what it represents. It just represents the ego trying to stay alive.
Okay.
So you should expect these assaults from within, because as you move towards being less nuts, two things will happen. One is internal, one is external. And both are the same thing. Internally, it will try to reassert itself. It will try to rope you back because it doesn't want to move in that direction, because that means the ego will be lessening eventually. And the ego doesn't want to diminish. That's on the inner level. On the outer level, the same thing will happen. Situations will come out of nowhere to see if you're willing to act nuts.
Yeah.
Again.
Right. That's, I mean, it's like I know that's...
But it's the same process. It's just things trying to go back to how they were.
Right.
So if you want to be smart, you see it that way rather than as seeing it as a reversion somehow.
Sure.
And then the second way to be smart is fight hard to stay where you were.
Okay.
To stay in the better place, the not nuts position. Don't give up the feeling of fullness so easily. Fight to keep.
Okay, yeah, it's interesting because it's like I don't try to hold on to it, or you know, it is because I don't try to hold on to it, but I know that feeling or that whatever comes to try to, you know, but yeah, it's worth fighting for, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's two things trying to occupy the same space,
yeah.
And only one is going to be victorious. So.
It's interesting, yeah, when you bring it up, that I've seen that over the days, I've had to at least, you have to put some effort into it, but I just didn't look at it as a fight to not go in or let the craziness occupy the space. Yeah, it's a definite effort.
The way you keep it out is to keep the sanity in place.
Yeah. I have noticed the effort to maintain the sanity rather than to, you know, but to keep it in place.
The mistake people make is they try to keep out the nuts.
Right.
So already you're making space for it because you're fighting with it.
Right.
Forget about the nutsness and maintain your non-nutsness.
Okay.
And then there's no space for the nutsness to take over.
It was very powerful for me in the session that I had when you were talking, when you explained it about becoming more the soul, and you know, that. And it just so happened that I was also in that exact part in that Osho book. Thank you.
So the theme that everything that's been talked about clarifies is that you have to do it. Only you can fight the battle. And the battle is better fought by maintaining what you know is best or what you know is right, than by engaging in a battle with what's wrong or not right that you're trying to keep out. Forget about keeping it out and maintain your better self. Stay firmer in your wisdom. Operate for real on what you know. The biggest problem, really, that I see again and again with people who are trying hard is they're too hesitant. They're too speculative. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in your actual inner wisdom that's already enough there that if you followed it more, if you just weren't so hesitant about it, you'd move further, quicker.